The Impartial Justice Act outlines financing the elections with taxpayer dollars, according to Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. Lawton says candidates who accept public financing may receive $100,000 for the primary and $300,000 for the general election.
It is an essential first step toward changing the culture of our elections and restoring our faith in our government and this democracy.
Lawton says of the nearly $6 million spent in the 2008 Supreme Court race, around $5 million came from special interest groups. Another supporter of the bill, La Crosse County Circuit Court Judge Ramona Gonzalez, says justices should be concerned with the law and not dollar signs.
When you spend the kind of money that we have been spending on judicial campaigns, and when you run the kind of negative ads that have been run, that justice is not about what is in fact the right thing to do, but what you can pay to get done.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says that's not the case. In fact, the business group is proposing a rule that would allow judges to rule on cases where individuals or groups spent money on their campaigns. WMC spokesman James Buchan.
I don't think that it's about the judge all of a sudden deciding, well, I'm going to rule for these people, as much as it is you're electing a judge that carries a particular philosophy and, you know, they rule on things as they see fit based on that philosophy.
The court considers the WMC's rule today. Meanwhile, the Impartial Justice Act has not yet reached the legislative floor. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.